The house I live in, the friends that I have found, the folks beyond the railroad, and the people all around, the worker and the farmer, the sailor on the sea.
This Friday evening, the Crossroads Repertory Theater opens their production of Arthur Finesod's Table 17, directed by Tony Hall. It plays this Friday and Saturday at 7:30, and then Sunday afternoon there's a 4 o'clock matinee. I'm George Walker, and our guest is the artistic director of the Crossroads Repertory Theater, the director of theater and drama at Indiana State University, and, for our purposes, the author of Table 17. Arthur, thanks very much for talking about this. I understand that this actually grew in some part out of your own life, but then really expanded.
Yes. I grew up in Roslyn, Long Island, and experienced having lived in domestics for a number of years in my youth. And so this is based in some part on experiences that I had, including having had a bar mitzvah that had a table. I don't know if it was 17, but perhaps it was 17, with the African-American domestics, live-in domestics of not only my family, but also the my extended family. So the image of that photograph was very clear in my head, and that was sort of the basis for me to write the play.
But then the play really goes on to expand from the feeling. That wasn't enough for three acts.
No, that's true, and it's only two acts. Well, actually, the idea for it went much further, of course, was something that was completely fictional, but is based on people in my life, people who I've known over the years. Almost all the characters are combinations of maybe three, four, five people that I've known. But the story is about a codicil to a will, an amendment to a will, in which there's a conflict between the former African-American domestics and their former Jewish employers over a sizable amount of money. That brings up a lot of deep-seated frustrations, pain from the past, but also some deep affections and loyalties that go all the different ways.
We're talking with Arthur Finesod. He's the author of Table 17 that opens this Friday at the Crossroads Theater. Arthur, as you've been working with this material and seizing experiences and people from your life, do you find that when people know that you're a writer, they start to be a little bit careful?
Well, now they will be, especially my family. No, I don't think so. I mean, I think everybody knows that a writer has to be drawing from his or her own experiences, and that's part of what it is. But usually a play comes from something that's eating at you, and the thing that was eating at me was the fact that I was growing up in a household where I had my own mother, and then I had a surrogate mother in a woman who basically had to leave her children with her mother down south so that she could be a kind of surrogate mother for me as a live-in domestic. And I always wondered what it would be like to meet her daughter who had to be in the south and did not have her mother around so that I could have her around. What it would be like if I had to have that meeting with that daughter. And that was very painful for me and started getting me thinking about that interaction. That's where the play started, was the meeting of me with the daughter of a live-in domestic who I was very close with.
You did actually meet the daughter?
I did twice when I was very young. Once was in the bar mitzvah, and we almost danced at the bar mitzvah. It took me a long time to have the courage to ask her to dance, and when I finally got to ask her to dance, we went to the dance floor, and by then the piece stopped. So we looked kind of awkwardly at each other, and that was the end, and that was the last time I ever interacted with her. And I was 13, she was 11, but I thought, what would it be like to meet her again when I was in my, let's say, late 20s, right out of law school, what that would be like. And so that's sort of the last scene of Act One, and that was sort of the start of my writing of this play.
We've been talking with Arthur Finesod. His play Table 17 opens this Friday, plays Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with evening shows on Friday and Saturday at 7:30. Sunday's matinee is at 4 in the new theater on the ISU campus in Terre Haute. The director is Tony Hall. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.
A land of wealth and beauty with enough for all to share.